some chassidus. Okay, we'll start with, the easy part, of today's shiur. Okay, what does chassidus see in the saga of one untouched flask of oil amidst an entire disarray of tumah and darkness and plundering with the seal of the Kohen Gadol on it? So this is, of course, as we said when we learned Tanya, this is a classic metaphor for a deep part of every yid, that as much tumah as that yid has absorbed, and as dark as that person's world is, the chosam of the Kohen Gadol, the chosam of Avram Avinu, who's the Ish Gadol, can't be removed. But, remember, they have to look for it. They didn't find it. It wasn't obvious. Which is, you just really see how the Sfasem is actually quoting his grandfather. They read Gemaras the same way we read Tanakh. We read Gemara. We read Tanakh every word. Why was it written this way? Why was it written a different way? The syntax, the style. When we read Gemara, we feel like Chazal. We're writing a little bit more freehand. They're just writing halacha, stories, and shas. We're not going to be medayik why the language of the Agada, the Medrashim, or the Agada is this way. Chassidus read Divrei Chazal the same way we read Kisvei HaKodesh. So why does the story describe this? They looked and they tried to search for the oil. Shouldn't it have been obvious? Why is that detail important? The answer is because the Nekuda HaPenimis, the Nevesh Eloka Mimal that every yid has, it's not something you're going to see obviously. You have to look for it and search for it literally with an air, literally with a candle, just the same way you search Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam, Chofes Kol Chad Rivaten, all the psukim you have in Zechas Pesachim, the first parak, that cast the candle as a tool you would use to search for something. Now, how would you search for it? How would you find that Nekuda Penimus? Okay, so what would you do to find it? So there's a lot of conversation, but I just want to discuss one thing the Sfasemis says. Again, when Chazal were misaking Chanukah, as you may Halel v'Hoda. So we read it as Halel and Hoda. It's days of praise and thanks and happiness and... But again, very, very careful splitting between Hallel versus Hodah. Hallel is praise. Hodah is admission, acknowledgement. So Hallel may not be available to every single yid who's looking for that Nekuda Penimus that's so obscured and so deeply embedded that they feel more tamid than they feel tar. So it doesn't necessarily evoke that deep Nekuda Penimus, that deep Pach Shemen that has been ruined. But Hodah is much easier. Hodah... it's just acknowledging. Let me read the language of the Sfasemis. Avol Hoda Yachol Lihios B'chol Ish Yisrael Ve'af Hamaluchlach B'chait. Because Hallel demands a spiritual awakening. You feel close to Hashem and you thank Him for the miracle because you appreciate what Chanukah is. Hoda just means admission, acknowledgement. At Yehuda Ta'idu Chalchicha. You recognize and you admit and you acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need an ace, but He saved Ravtas Rivam, Dantas Dinam. He rescued us. Mashayach Hoda HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nase. Hello, Ein Hefrei Shafanet Beineis Lateva. Hashem doesn't need a name. So the way that you are able to excel in your Nekuda Penimus, the way that you're able to excel is to Hoda, and then hopefully that will arouse the Nekuda Penimus, and you'll be capable of Hallel. Another interesting metaphor for the fact that Chanukah allows those people who have the Nekuda Penimus of Hashem's essence that isn't easily discernible to evoke that Nekuda Penimus, the Gemara. How does the Gemara enter into the conversation of Chanukah? That the Pselos and the Shmanim that are pasul for Shabbos are kosher for Chanukah. That all the wicks and oils that you can't use for Shabbos, you can use for Chanukah. Why can't you use them for Shabbos? Because the light isn't smooth and clear. It's jumpy, it's jittery, it will go out. So the light that you can't use for Shabbos, you can use for Chanukah. Well, the light is a metaphor for your neshama. The neshamos that can't appreciate Shabbos, they can appreciate Chanukah. The neshama is in it. So, because keep in mind, what does the word nefesh sound like? What's the Rosh Hashanah of nefesh? Ner, psila, and shemen. So when you're lighting a candle, you're thinking about your nefesh. And maybe I'm not the type of yid that fully appreciates Shabbos, because Shabbos is Olam Haba, Yom Shekul Emes. But Chanukah, just acknowledging the Nes, even if I'm not capable of praising Hashem, just acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rescued us, that's enough for me to realize, hey, I have an Nekuda Penimus. I have part of Hashem in me. Once I recognize that, then I could start to search for it. Once I search for it, I can amplify it. Once I amplify it, I can walk up the ladder and become a bigger tzaddik. And thank Hashem through Halal. So that's the first major theme in Yanni Chanukah for the Sfasemis and his grandfather, the Chiddush Yerim. you found the Pach Shemen, you have to look for it, it was untainted. The materials that you use for Hanukkah are the materials, as we call them, of the Rasha, not necessarily the materials of the Tzaddik, but even the Rasha is an acquitted Pnimis, even the Rasha is incapable of Hallel, he still should be capable of Hodah. Okay, the second part I wanted to discuss today is, again, reading Gemaras as carefully as we read Tanakh. When the Gemara discusses how long your candle should light for, or when this Mar Hadlak is, the Machlokas Rishonim, Ad Shetichle Regel Min Hashuk. Very, very interesting phraseology. Normally the Gemara would say, Samoch L'Shkia, Samoch L'Tzei Sakochav. Remember, Chazal didn't have time. They didn't measure time in minutes and hours, but they did have milestones, right? Me'em Asai Karanish Maba'arvis. So the different milestones based on human experience. When the Kohanim eat Truma, when the Kohanim, when the Aniyim eat. So why don't the Gemara draft all those milestones from Maseches Brachos and employ them in Maseches Shabbos? All of a sudden, this is my question. He doesn't say the question, but I'm phrasing. It's an interesting question. Why does the Gemara create a new milestone? So the obvious answer is why?
It doesn't have
a second. What?
You need a different time?
No, there's a better reason. The whole mitzvah is that the regel menashuk, they should see your Ner Chanukah. When we're looking for objective milestones, more or less, instead of saying 8:30 when people eat, when Aniyim eat. But here, the whole purpose of the mitzvah is that those people in the shuk should see the Ner Chanukah. So Chazal are coding in Pesumei Nisa. But in Hasidus, of course, everything is much more iconic and symbolic. So first of all, very, very famous Fasemis, quoting his grandfather Chidush Yerim, Ad Shetichle regel menashuk doesn't mean regel, but hergel. This is 2 months after Yom Kippur. Bad routines have set in. We have bad hergels. We lost some of our spiritual drive that we generated in Elul and Tishrei. Now we've developed bad ruts. What are those bad ruts? They could be bad experiential ruts. You don't come to Minyan on time. You're not learning. You're not giving tzedaka. You're not performing mitzvahs. Or they could just be cosmological ruts. And I'm still stuck in a rut. But Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Hischadshus, because it's inaugurating a Beis HaMikdash. So you're breaking the bad ruts. Language of Perish, Gamkin Lahasir HaHergol VeHateva, to remove the ruts and the routines that have set in, as well as the Teva. Now, how do you do this? You do this based on the second meaning of Tichle Regol Menashuk, the Sfas Emes says. Tichle, not just you want to break. Tichle means to destroy. Tichle Regol, you want to break bad ruts. But you want to become a kli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if Hanukkah symbolized anything, it was that Hashem's essence streams through the Beis HaMikdash and affects the world. What part of the Beis HaMikdash ceremony best captures that streaming of Hashem's essence to the world? The menorah. The chilara utzarech, right? We're lighting for Hashem. The menorah is not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not providing light for Hashem. But it's symbolic. That's why in the state of Israel, one of the reasons that the symbol for the renewed state of Israel is a menorah. Because we're an Or LaGoyim. We want to be aligned into nations. We want to create a state that will represent all of our values. So Hanukkah reminded us of our role as a conduit. Our role as a conduit is to serve as a kli. So the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can then be expressed, felt, and benefited by the other nations of the world. So if you're tichle regel menashuk, if you turn yourself into a kli, you realize that I want to be that vehicle, I want to be that conduit, I want to be that trail of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence for the Umas HaOlam, then what happens is this chachos. Why is this chachos? Now you have to know a little bit of Kabbalah. Today, the entire universe was remade. You don't notice it, but the entire universe was remade. We just said it an hour ago. Mechadesh b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis. So in the upper worlds, everything was recreated. The question is whether that renewed vitality will actually reach this world, or this world will remain static and stagnant because all the, what's a better word for conduit? All the highways and pathways for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence to trickle down to this world aren't working properly because you're not a kli. You're all blocked up. You're not allowing yourself to be that kli. So if I'm tichle regel menashuk, if I realize I'm the kli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence to trickle down to this world, then there is renewal in Chanukah because the hischadshus happens every day. I just have to make myself the highway that allows that renewal to hit this world and to affect this world. So his grandfather talked about tichle regel. That sounds more behavioral. Sit in your corner in Eastern Europe, sit in Romania, look in your shtetl and say, how should I change? Whereas his grandson, the Shazama, says, no, the way that you create change is not just personal, but cosmological. How do you create change and renewal? Become a kli. Once you're a kli, this chachos that happens automatically, naturally, every day, will stream down to this world. And the world will feel revitalized. The world will feel regenerated. Like everything in Kabbalah, it's not optic, it's not empirical, you can't prove it. You've just accepted. So by becoming a kli, this world becomes renewed. So those are two major issues that Sfas constantly returns to. Number one, the imagery of one pach shemen that was untainted, but was very deeply buried in the ground, had to be searched for. Just like every Jew, no matter how far flung they are from Avodas Hashem, they've got the Nekuda Panimis, has to be searched for with the Neros. That's why on Hanukkah you can use any oils, not just the elite superior oils. You can use any oils to signify that Hanukkah is that chag for even the inelegant oils to shine. Even the oils that don't burn properly and smoothly to shine. And that's why the pach shemen, the one pach shemen that everyone has within them. The second part is Tichle Regel Menashuk. The Chidush Arim, the grandfather of the Sfas Emes, talked about breaking hergel, breaking bad habits, bad ruts. The Sfas Emes turned into something more cosmological. How do you create his chachos from hergel? You allow yourself to be that kli that serves as the highway for the chachos that happens in the cosmos every day to affect this earth and to create a new, revitalized world. Okay? Tomorrow we'll try to hunt down a few Rashis in Tanakh, not necessarily in Chumash, to talk about Hanukkah. We'll see if we can find a few. Okay, enjoy the Yom Iyun, guys. Starting.